Welcome, friends, to a moment of renewal and awakening. On this March 31st, 2024, we gather to explore the profound concept of daily resurrection with Reverend Judith Taylor. Today, we delve into the transformative power of spiritual rebirth that occurs within us on a daily basis, understanding how we can continuously renew our minds and bodies to reflect our eternal, divine nature. Join us as we uncover the paths to personal resurrection, embracing the journey of self-renewal and spiritual awakening.
Doesn't that make you feel lifted? When you think about being lifted, you think about having a clearer vision, being able to see farther, more accurately. What's lifting you up right now? Is it the love here, knowing that every being in this place vibrates with divine love, and that divine love is open and freely flowing to you, whoever you are? Is it knowing that God is truly all there is, and all you will ever run into is an expression of God? Everything you do, think, and are is an expression of God. Let that sink in. Everything you think, everything you feel, everything you are is an expression of God. God is life, everywhere present. God is love, expressed in so many different ways. God is the very beingness. Every electron vibrates with the energy of God. Every photon shines forth the light that we are. Yes, you literally give off light. There are photons that you share everywhere you are. You are a bringer of light to our world. All these desires and feelings that we have, that's God trying to talk to us, saying, you can, you are. Even those that we feel we maybe shouldn't follow, the message is, you can, you choose. We are the choice points in life. We can choose to live our lives quietly in a room, never talking to one, or we can go out and support a cause, or help an organization, or raise a family of wonderful people. We can do whatever we choose, but each day we choose. Each day we wake up and say, oh God, another day. I hope you say it that way. Because every day is another chance. Every day is another choice. No matter what happened yesterday, or even in the yesterday of our mind, now is the choice point. Now is the expression of all that God is in you, totally available to you, as you, no matter what the past has been. All of God, and we know that God is all good. All of God is right here, in and as you. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to buy it. You don't even have to believe it. It's still so. Like a child learning to ride a bicycle, that balance point exists within. And it can be accessed and expressed through practice, desire, and willingness. Yeah, we wobble on our bike sometimes, but we keep going. Sometimes we even fall, skin our knee. But we get up and we get back on. Because life is for us. We make the choice to live fully, to live freely, to live in love, We know that that's the healthiest way. It's the creative way. And it is the most honest way for us to live. For as expressions of God, we choose to express the highest and best available to us as individuals, at any point in our life. If we don't know, we go from that unknowingness, leaning into love, knowing that regardless of what the details may be, if we come from a point of love, I am that I am. I am that I am. How can you not love that beingness, that oneness that is in your face trying to express its understanding of love? We realize that we have different understandings, but love is love. Even when a puppy bites you, it's expressing its love of self by trying to be protective. Or its love of self in learning how to be a dog. We're all learning to be what we are. We are all here learning to express God in its fullness, in its richness, in its wholeness through us. The light in our eyes, the tone of voice, the smile we give a stranger, every bit of your life is praise to God. When you sing, you are singing to God. When you think of someone, you are bringing that energy, that affinity of I am that I am, which is love. When we become more conscious of the love that we are, we see it. We see it. It is so, so everywhere. And if we are in a place where it's difficult to see, that's our chance. That's our chance to express. If we see a room that needs a light, we turn on the light. If we are in an individual experience, whether in time or space or not, we turn on the light of love that is us, and let it express. If I approach everything knowing that all is one, that that being is me, that the situation is part of choice, how can we do anything but love? How can we do anything but realize that the actions of others is expressing love? So we let go of judgment. The way you love is perfect for you at that moment. And we're all growing and changing and developing. So the joy of beingness, having a body in this material world, it's a gift. It is your access point to all that this is. We give thanks for our bodies. We give thanks for the realization that life is God and God is our life. We give thanks for the realization that all the people in our lives are expressions of the One in their unique and special way. We give thanks for knowing that every day is a new day for us to live and express the highest and best in all ways. And we are aided by everything in the universe to do and be that. We are so full of thanks. Let's take a moment and let that thanks flow. Let it just exude. Let it get sloppy all over the world. Give thanks for everything in your life. Even the aches and pains are telling you that your body is doing what it should. Everything is revealing itself as a story for us because that's how humankind works. So enjoy your point in a story. Give thanks that you can see that story. Give thanks for the love that you are and all the love that is coming your way. We are so blessed. We know this more and more in deep ways, little ways, and always. We are always blessed in all ways. For this we are so grateful. We give thanks and know that so it is, here and now. A lot of times we feel like praying is a separate state. You know, here is my life and then I'm going to pray. But everything you do is a prayer, because you're an angel of God. Angel means messenger. We all come here with a personality, with things that are most close to us. You know, it may be art. It may be race cars. It could be anything. It could be how light works, which is really fascinating if you think about it. Did you know you really do give off photons? When we say, let your light shine, that's not metaphorical. You really do have a light. And we are co-receptors. So whether we consciously see it or not, we all feel each other's light. We may call it other things. We might say, he's in a mood. What kind of mood? I don't know. That might be today's expression of light. It's all God. That too. Because we've got to let ourselves feel. And sometimes our feelings are kind of jumbled up. I'll put it that way. We all want the same thing. We all want to be loved. We all want to be understood. We all want to be heard. We all want to be appreciated. We all want to be supported. Everybody, we all. I don't care what your language, your background, who raised you, how you were raised, if you were raised. Some people weren't. Gotta testify. It's still God. And you still have choice. No matter what they did, no matter what they expected, no matter what little message from the past keeps replaying, you gotta do this, you gotta do this. No. Two things you have to die. You have to do. You have to die and you have to live until you die. That's this body thing. Now, when you're done with that, you're done. You did that. You lived, you died, and you're fine. Yeah, right. There is life after death. There is life before death. There is life. God is life. God doesn't die. God isn't born. Christmas was nice, but excuse me. And to me, the message of Easter is that. Now, if you think about it, our whole culture, I won't just say religion, our whole culture relies on what happened today. Now, we have different beliefs about it, about how it is. Some people say his body was taken to India and he wasn't really dead and they brought him back. That's cool. Some people say it's an amalgam of many different stories and that it's not quite as it is in the Bible, but it's this, that, that. That's fine too. Some people say it is exactly as the King James Version, and I highlight the word version. Do you ever think about that? It's a version. Now, I have no problems with that. But I also know that I have versions. There's a version of me that was terrified of spiders. Oh, my God. If my mother needed to find me, all she had to say is spiders in there. And here I come. I'm out. That was a real me. That was a real person, complete, whole. That's not me anymore. This is a different version. I don't play with them. But I'm not terrified anymore. In fact, some of them are really quite beautiful. This is this version right here. This version right here appreciates having someone to help me with my balance as I get around. I appreciate, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the love I feel from you guys. This version's keeping that now. 20 years from now, yeah, I got that right here. We choose what we keep and what we don't. All of us have memories that that was part of our crucifixion. Crucifixion is a choice. You're going to go that way, you're going to go that way. It's a crossroads. And we all have many crossroads in our lives. Many times a day. But one of the things that is a cliche out there, but which I really like, is that you never get more than you can handle. The story behind that is you are an embodiment of the One. You think God can't handle your problems? Excuse me, I got a galaxy crashing into another galaxy over here. I'll handle your broken leg in a minute. You know? And the best thing is it doesn't even work that way because God doesn't work in time. God isn't sequential. God doesn't say, oh, broken leg, now we set it, now we heal it, now we sign the cast. It doesn't work in time. God is healing before it even breaks. I'm not a doctor, but I've read enough to know that the healing process is continuous. You don't have to do something to yourself to turn on your immune system. Your immune system is. Now, yes, you can make it stronger or weaker by the choices you make. But even until the end, I had a young friend pass away last week, and he was 32. He had colon cancer, and he loved to eat. I like to eat too, so I don't put him down. But he was just going to eat what he was going to eat. The day he died, he had his favorite meal and thoroughly enjoyed it. There was no regret on that plate. He thoroughly enjoyed it. And then he went on and did what we all have to do. He transitioned. Now, he was just as happy eating that plate of food, as I believe he is now. Because, okay, let's get real basic. Where do you go when you die? Well, you be with the One, right? From the fragmented to the One. He's going to a better place. What is that? That's where God is. God's here too, but we all kind of culturally accept that when you die, you see God. I see God. I see God right now. He saw God when he enjoyed that taste and texture of the food he so loved. That was an expression of love, that he could enjoy that right then. In that place, with all the circumstances, he could go into pure enjoyment. We can go into pure love at any moment. All we have to do is look around and realize I am that I am. All that I love and see and admire, I got that too. All that I love to understand and get my mind wrapped around, I got that too. And so do you. It doesn't matter how you went in school. It doesn't matter what job you do or do not have. It does not matter where you live. You are an expression of God. The oneness of God expresses in you as you, and there's a reason why you were born and are on the planet right now. We all know that the planet is in a point of change. Well, when is it not? Whether it's the climate or people, or social, when is it not in a point of change? When is it not critical what we do, feel, and choose? We're always on the hot seat, but that's good because cold seats don't feel real good. I think God has a great sense of humor, so I have to make jokes because I think this is a real setup. Let's face it. We're in a society that trains people for war. I mean, we watch murder on TV as entertainment. And then we say, thou shalt not kill. We have bullies in charge, and then we say, don't be a bully. So what are you going to do? That voice, that prescribed way of conduct, or are you going to look within and do what you know? You know it doesn't feel good to bully somebody. It doesn't feel good to put them down. There's that little impish part that says, hey, but that's not you. That's just that little part that says, I'll step on this and that'll lift me higher. That wasn't talking about stepping on anyone to be lifted up. That was talking about relying on the presence of God, which you've always got. That wasn't talking about anything against to lift higher. Nothing has to be lower for you to be higher. Higher is free. Higher is God. God is there and you have it. You don't have to be, I'm sorry if I'm stepping on toes. Not real. But you don't have to read a book. You don't have to be confirmed. I was raised Lutheran. You don't have to have a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah. Those are good cultural things that we do. And this community that we create by those rituals is vital. Not only for us, but we help other people by being part of that community and giving the best that we are. That's part of why we're herd animals. Because we do better when we share and enjoy the sharing of others. So I'm not putting that down at all, but I'm saying you as an individual have all you need inside of you right now. You know, I was raised to get them degrees, put those little alphabet after your name and make sure it keeps going. I have a friend who puts her credentials as part of her signature on her emails, and it's up to 3 lines now of the alphabets. Like, what is that? What is an XYZ? I don't know what that is. But it gives her pleasure so great. We have to allow other people to be their expression of God. And if that's not conducive to yours, it's a big planet. I'm serious. Now, some of them were related to. I won't go there. But I will say that the you that's you is inside of this body. So if your body has to physically be around someone whose energy is not conducive to the way you want to grow and change, they're not inside of you. We hear voices. Yeah, I hear my mother all the time. Don't wear that. Don't do that. She's been gone a little while now. Not here. Not here. And I'm grateful for that. But now I can choose. No. I am going to wear gold and silver at the same time. I am going to walk down that street. I am going to do this because we are choice points. So those people in your life who are not necessarily giving you the good vibes that you really cherish and want to see, that's when, you know, one of the things you see people say, put a white light around you to protect you. You can do that because you give all photons anyway, so that's a good, but think about that white light as the pure Christ light that you put out to envelop them and give them that sense of peace, wholeness, mutual love and respect. Because we're really not against each other out here. It may feel that way sometimes, but every day you get a chance to, as Karen Durkin said, today I love my life. Today. I mean, I love all my life, but every day, tell yourself. Now, there's a part of you that's going along. Yeah, she loves her life. I know she does. She's still alive. She's still eating. Okay, we're going. But take time to celebrate. You've been given another chance to express God. Amen. I mean, that's phenomenal. How does it get any better than that? Every day. If you're in a hospital bed, if you're running down the Alps, I don't know how the Alps go, but you get my drift. Complete with the snow. Whatever you're doing, you got a choice. You can do it knowing who you are, knowing who everybody else is, or just focusing on that mole in front of you. But that mole is part of everything, which means it's part of the expression of God for you right now. That's your mogul. Have fun with it. Some of the fanciest turns go on. Now, yeah, when I was on a mogul, I was carried down by the ski patrol. So I know the other side of moguls. But that's with everything. We can choose where we're going to come down in this whole thing. And no matter what you choose, God is there being God for you, as you, in you. And that, whatever it is going to be sculpted so you can see, it already is, so you can see the good in it. When something bad happens, take a moment to say, gee, I wonder where the serendipity is in this. Serendipity means happy accident. To me, that's another name for God. The things that happen to our lives, it's still God expressing. And there is still good in that. Every day, every moment, actually, is your resurrection. Because you are a point of choice, if you choose to see it as hell, it will be. Now, if you read the Bible, it doesn't say hell, it says Sheol. And Sheol was a place where they were gathered with their fathers. It was not a place of punishment. It was not a place of judgment. They were gathered with their fathers, those who came before. It wasn't a bad thing. So don't judge what you're going through as bad, knowing that it's an expression for your greater good you just haven't got the full understanding of. Yet. One of my favorite words, yet. So celebrate every day and know that everything is for your good. And that those things you don't understand now, whether it happened yesterday or 3 years ago or whenever, you will. Yet is big in the vocabulary of God, because God's not in time. God's everything. So when you are ready, quote, the teacher comes, sometimes that teacher looks at you in the mirror. Take time to celebrate and appreciate that aspect of you, that ever-present yes that you are. Thank you this day for resurrection in a realization that God is all there is, and that includes each and every one of us. Namaste.
Thank you, friends, for joining us in this exploration of daily resurrection with Reverend Judith Taylor. As we part ways on this March 31st, 2024, may the insights and reflections shared today inspire you to embrace the process of daily renewal, finding within it the strength and wisdom to restore your mind and body to their original, undying state. For further spiritual growth and resources, please visit our website. We invite you to deepen your connection with our community by visiting our Facebook page and subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. And if you're in the area, we warmly welcome you to join us in person for more enriching experiences and fellowship. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. May your journey of daily resurrection guide you towards a life of continual renewal, enlightenment, and profound peace.